The founder of the Salt and Light Ministries, Reverend Joyce Ayi, said the contribution of women to societal progress should not be in numbers but in recognition and acceptance. According to her, the world is a tough place for women to get into leadership positions and even politics. She made references to some African women in politics.
Empowering women and girls is key to achieving all the 17 UN Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. African countries have some of the world's highest rates of representation. Rwanda claimed the world's highest ratio of women in parliament. In Senegal, Seychelles, and South Africa, more than 40% of parliamentary seats are held by women. While in Mozambique, Angola, Tanzania, and Uganda, more than 35% of seats are occupied by women. By contrast, women in the United States hold about 18% of the seats in the House and 20% in the Senate.
Reverend Joyce Ayi said women should not be timid and unprepared, but rather be knowledgeable and brave. The second deputy governor of the Bank of Ghana, Mrs. Elsie Aduawaji, urged the men to help women so they can build a strong home and society.
We need the men, that's the reality of our lives. We need them. They are a backbone, they are iron rod. Can't do without you, men. So all we say is pay attention to us and help us so that together we can build strong homes, strong communities, and strong nations. In this case, African Ghana. But at the days of affirmative action, sometimes they are over. We've made a point. Women can do the job. Gender parity to us means equal opportunity for men and women. And we women have to do our part.
Mrs. Awaji indicated that successful women should be an inspiration for others to emulate.
That was a report by Adisa Bauer and Deborah Sunkro.